Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Gents, well, everybody, welcome back to Friday Club once again.
I think, right? I'm enjoying these more than the
regulars
and the podcast we've all got.
We had a complaint about the intro music. Somebody just didn't like it, but then somebody else messaged complimenting it.
So. What was the phrase that he used?
Wank?
No, it was like ear bleed.
Something like that.
And that really hurt.
Did it?
Hurt Matty, yeah. He's prided himself on that.
Right.
So
well, somebody else complimented it. So, you know, maybe it's a Marmiter.
How's John from John Katie Couple Goals? Are you well?
Honestly, we are not far off breaking the internet.
How have your viewing figures gone up?
I ain't even looked.
We've created a monster. We've got more followers for JKCJ, say G, than we have on our YouTube channel.
I've not even looked.
You're going to have to pull your finger out and get some fresh content
up. I'm not doing fuck all week.
There's all kinds of trends you can get on now, John.
I'm not bothered.
All different music videos going down. And
why don't you take your phone in, you're spinning, and do a like a little TikTok video of you on the thingy.
What, for 45 minutes?
Well, yeah, but then you take the best bits.
Yeah, take all the highlights.
I don't know how to cut it down.
I'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll come with you. Oh, is
Dave,
he spinning?
What are you doing? It's getting harder. It's getting harder.
But that's because you're working harder.
Yeah, well, basically, you can work as hard as you want, can't you? I mean, must admit, I did have a compliment today, and then little woman had a bit of a go. So, like, it was sort of like a endurance bit, 3.5 minutes. And she says, right, I want you to be at sort of 10, you know, on the difficult level. Anyway, so she's 10 round about 65 rotations. So I was like, tore my bag out. I got it on level 16 and I was doing 45, 50.
So that's harder, isn't
that's
it?
That's hard. And the woman who was taking the spinning class, what are you on, John? I don't know if she thought we were tossing it or not. I went 16. She went, wow. I says, thanks, love. and then the woman next to me, just in front, so she couldn't see my screen, she went, what's your RPMs, though?
Oh, there's always one in there.
I went 50. She went, oh, fair enough. I thought, you fucking cheeky bastard.
What's it got to do with that?
I know. Just try and get your own fucking timber off, love. that's what I'm trying to do.
Is it a wobbly bottom?
To be fair, she's good at it. But you fucking concentrate on your own game. You know what I mean?
That's right, though.
That's a passive-aggressive little dig, that, isn't it?
100%.
Oh, ain't you an RPM now?
Yeah.
Well, humble pie. Yeah.
So, I hope you don't listen to this. Last thing, I want a bit of friction in the spinning camp.
Have you noticed that when we meet up, it's always post-spinning it? And it's like he's the only man in the world that's doing exercise.
Doing spinners.
And I like it. I do like it, but it's we get like a little debrief, don't we?
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, fucking hell.
I like it.
It's not getting any easier, is it?
To be fair, my missus on at me at minute. Because I'm getting like an old man. I'm moaning and groaning all the time.
Mm. There is a lot of like sighing.
Yeah.
Victor Meldrew vibes.
I've always been in the moaner and it just gets me through it.
Bit of a whinge pot.
Yeah.
Mm. There's been a lot of comments though saying how well you looked.
Well,
I think that's all you need.
You know, great job.
If you're training and you just get a little bit of positive feedback, that's all you need to keep going.
Is that how John works though? I think you prefer the negative feedback and push to prove you're wrong.
Mm. To be fair, then he always says, it doesn't need, you always say that, don't
you? Yeah,
and
I was trying to give you some positive feedback. And
to be fair, I am actually quite enjoying it. I enjoy, tell you what I do, like someone who took a towel, take towels in and that, you know, like to wipe the sweat off and that. I like it. I like to see it dripping off my nose. Yeah. I want to see it all over my bike, all over the floor and that.
Do you wipe it down after?
We don't have to.
What? We don't have to.
Somebody comes in and cleans it.
I was going to say.
I'd still do it myself.
That's what it pays.
Basic mothers, hygiene.
That's what it pays. Fucking hell, that's rich coming from in here. That's what it pays monthly subscription for. Yeah, we don't have to. Oh, obviously, you would.
We need to get you some shorts with a lining in.
Yeah.
Because that Two is loose. Unacceptable. Like, you're gonna swinging someone, around like that.
Yeah. You're going to take someone's man. Eye out in that. Well, it's going to get stuck in one of the spokes.
You're both seeing me no clothes. I'm not going to take anyone's eye out with you, Emma.
I've got an ear infection, lads. Suffering.
What have you got?
Any tips for? Because I've tried all
kinds.
For
an ear infection.
Yeah, I've got the olive oil.
Have you been to doctors?
Yeah.
I don't think olive oil's so much for the infection. I think that's for loosening wax off.
I know.
In it.
I think I flooded it. Yeah. I think I put too much in. Genuinely.
You're not squeaky anymore.
Stretching pan for a couple of eggs.
That's a positive. You're not squeaky when you move your head.
Are you all right, Chrissy?
You need to get on the like old wives' tales. You know the old fables of how to fix stuff. Just. Might need half an hour on your side, just like some rosemary thyme.
Do you know what somebody did recommend? Onion.
Yeah, onion.
Steaming an onion, putting a bit of tissue over it and holding it against your ear.
Yeah, or if you've got an headband, you know, like...
just strap an onion.
Yeah, and just go and do your shopping and whatnot.
Will shallots do? I've got shallots. I haven't got the red onion.
Like with them wrestlers, we only wear them earmuffs, them fucking American wrestlers.
Yeah, put two on because otherwise you look stupid.
I don't want to look stupid.
It's onions.
Yeah. But apparently it's good for all kinds.
Yeah.
So if you get like a cough, put on your feet.
A bit, yes. Young kids, one. Put onion on the soles of your feet. If they've got a temperature, it brings the temperature down. Lemon as well. Yeah.
Fuck off.
We never fail Renee's on this podcast.
Magnesium butter.
What?
For sleeping. Fantastic. Again, we're not doctors.
We're not but we can blag it.
Yeah.
What's magnesium butter?
You can get it on Amazon and stuff. It's superb.
What is it though?
It's just relaxing. No, you don't put it in your toast. You put it on your feet. Put it on your feet. It absorbs and then you just relax at night. It's good.
Well, do you know, with all these old wives things, you should never be public then, should you? Really?
Well, no, because you'd have onions in your socks all the time if you don't want to get ill. It's to get you back to fighting fitness when you're struggling.
Magnesium butter, never heard of that. Well, I've known you for what, nearly 7 years? I never heard you mention magnesium butter once.
He loves a gimmick, don't he, if you notice that. What? Anything?
Yeah, anything that's bollocks.
Just anything. He'll try what
you do
anything.
With
it? Put it on your calves.
Butter on your calves.
It's not like butter. It's not. It's not bloody willow.
What is it then?
It's
oily.
It's like a cream. It's got a bit of an oily texture. You put it on your calves, bottom of your feet, a little bit under your arms.
Does it not mark your cheeks?
No. You rub it in proper. It's only like putting moisturiser on.
Right.
Rubs into your skin. Good stuff.
On the subject of shrinking, I shrank one of my cashmere jumpers.
Oh.
This is another tip. Lukewarm water, hair conditioner. In the water,
yeah.
Soak it for half an hour, wrap it in a towel just to get the excess water out, and then just reshape it.
Sounds lovely.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I couldn't...
That's free,
fully,
that. That's free advice.
I couldn't fully listen to what you were saying then because I was too busy appreciating one of your segues again. You're the master of it. On the subject of shrinking... Do you mention shrinking?
No.
I didn't mention shrinking.
No.
Do we have any emails, Chris?
Oh, just do we?
Just on that, one of the worst things that my mum's ever done. So I think I went to Cardiff and I was stopping at their house when I came back. So I've got my Hugo Boss suit on.
Ooh.
So I splashed out. I think it was about £1,000 for this suit.
Bloody hell, John. You were at Cardiff though, weren't you?
Yeah. So I've obviously gone back. I was going out that night. So I've took my suit off. My jacket's in the car, sorry. So I've gone in with my trousers on, my shirt. 3 minute change and I'm out. So I've gone up the next morning and my mum said, I've washed your shirt and your trousers. I went, what? She said, I've washed your shirt and your trousers. So I goes and looks at my trousers. Anyway, There were a 36 waist back then. There were about a 24. There were a 34 leg, and they're about an 18, right?
Shriveled.
Oh, fucking hell, they were tiny. Yeah.
By holding them up, you can tell, can't you? They've gone.
You put a crisp bag in oven to make a keyring at primary school.
They'd probably fit you, right? Anyway, shrunk, ruined. So I went, that's me suit trousers from my suit. She went, well, what expensive? I went, yeah, about £1,000. I'm expecting, oh my God, so I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Did I fuck? Well, I wouldn't have paid that for that.
Don't even wash proper.
Honestly, it's close you've ever come to cracking her.
You wouldn't have thought they'd just shrunk you. They cost a grand.
I wouldn't have paid that for that. Fuck. Thing is, jacket's useless. You can't put like a suit jacket with any old pair of jeans.
A bit of contrast.
Now you can.
Now you're a new man.
This is 10, 12 years ago.
You're nearly back down to fighting weight.
I've thrown the jacket, I'll probably get it to charity. But honestly, so off flippantly, well, I wouldn't have paid that for that. Fucking hell.
I think I went for a run yesterday. Marathon's coming up soon. I'm struggling a little bit.
He's starting to think, oh, maybe I should have done more than 10 miles.
I did.
I think we should apologise as well, because I think you've taken a lot of the chat about training and stuff. Oh. We barely mentioned he's
flipping. Yeah, you're doing a marathon, aren't you? Manchester Manchester full marathon.
Full one, yeah. But I did 13 yesterday. I was like struggling towards end, so I need to step it up a bit. But apparently you shouldn't do anything in the week.
The week
substantial distances. So I've got 2 weeks basically for get me
to double your mileage.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, episode 1 was the day after your last 13 mile, if I remember correct.
Yeah.
So that was
no progress.
So I've been doing like
bits and bats.
Eights. I've done a few eights, sixes, but nothing substantial. You know what's the killer? The weekends. You know, going out a week and then it takes a couple of days recover. But thing is, it'll be all right.
I know. I'm sure you're aware of this, but that is just halfway.
In it 26.4 mile, it might be less than halfway.
And that's what keeps going through my head. That is only halfway.
Think of how bad you feel at 13s.
I'm not bad, but I reckon I've got another 6 or 7 in me before I'm really struggling, but that's what's going to happen, innit? And do you know the other thing I've done is when I filled out the application, it asks you how long it'll take you to do a marathon. And I've just gone, fuck it, how long does it take to do a marathon? About 4 hours, something like that. And I put 4 hours. So I'm in with a 4 hour crew.
You're starting like probably midway up there.
Yeah.
I think you should be with the people that are dressed as fridges and
that's what I mean. I need to be with Mr. Tickle. And I'm with fucking
somebody pulling a cart. I think you need to be away.
I'd like to come though.
I've just got to have to roll with it.
Do you have a day out?
Yeah.
We'll
get on the pints.
We'll drink at sideline.
Has it crossed your mind of an excuse if worst comes to worst?
If I hobble, you said I've got to do it, I've got to do it, haven't you? I can't withdraw.
You can.
It's always been my problem.
You're at the point of no return now, aren't you? The fucking toes and the calves are twitching. Pretty similar to what yours will be like.
The mailbag, I heard you mention.
Yes.
Thanks once again, everybody sending a vat of emails. We've got some relationship issues again.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Farting in front of the missus.
Interesting topic.
This is a good topic for you, John.
Just want to ask, when is it a suitable time to fart for the first time in front of your new bird and her fart in front of you? My best mate Aidan says he does it within the first few dates so you know what type of lass you're dealing with. She's either going to walk out there and be disgusted.
You won't get a job in Jack and Ori, John.
Or laugh, or even better, return fire. I also work with a bloke who has just married his wife well over 2 years ago, and they've been together for well over six, and have never farted in front of each other.
Never? After 6 years?
I can relate to that.
And he's now stuck in a Russian roulette situation. My wife, on the other hand, farted in front of me after about 2 months, which I found what hilarious, and farted freely ever since, which can get a bit much, but wouldn't want it any other way. Oh, it's endearing.
You could relate to the...
Yeah, I've never...
You've
never
been
a fart, then, no.
In front of a lady?
Nah.
Eh? What?
Honestly. Has that surprised you?
I don't know, yeah. Actually.
Saying that, I remember my first ever girlfriend. I used to... I went from one extreme to the other.
But like he says, do you do it within the first 2 months? You've never got 2 months.
Bear in mind, I was 14, but I went one extreme to the other because I did the one when you fart under the bed covers and trap my head.
Trap it in.
Yeah.
Dutch oven.
See, that's worse.
Dutch oven.
Is it Dutch oven?
Yeah. That's horrific, but I think...
Yeah, but that's even worse if you've not gone with the... Then just, and it's just with the smell.
The Dutch oven.
We need to revert. So you're in cop with her at 14?
Yeah.
Fucking animal. It was always going to end that way, this way, weren't it?
So you've never... No,
obviously there's been
lady.
Like accidents where they've just kind of...
Bend over and you
get a stomachache. Oh. Like you sat watching.
So what do you do?
Film?
Do you excuse yourself? Like, go to the toilet?
Yeah, a lot of the time.
Well, I'm just going to the toilet for fart.
No, I won't. Well, I won't announce
you might
that.
As well fart. You might as well fart. Well, you're just going to tell her you're going
to
fart.
But she ain't got to smell it though, is she then?
Well, true. So what? But,
I'm
not getting stomachache.
I think I leave it too long. When, you know, when he said 2 months and she did it, then it's the ice is broke. Then there is a point where it's like
point of no return.
Yeah.
So what about, have you had a lady let one go in front of you? Like not by mistake?
Like cock
of the
it's
leg?
It's always been, no.
I've a bit of that bastard.
On a good sackable offensive, that is.
Cup of poop.
She's getting a P45 if that happens.
If you've got, is it P45 if they let one rip?
If the squat, like.
Not squat.
She just starts setting it, she just goes, let's lift right cheek up.
And then, oh.
It's new shoes.
It's a big thing for me because, I mean, this is what my missus has got to put up with. So ring doorbell. I don't know if we're going for a walk, and I'm just tying my shoelaces at the front door, and this has happened.
Going about it for the Dairy Brown in your granny car. It's actually like
just where you don't miss a beat, just carry on talking. Can't you say anything at that point?
That's how comfortable it is.
It's like
you've squeezed that second one out.
It's so seamless, it's like it's part of the conversation. It's like it's...
Thing is, I think we have spoken about it, but the first time that it happened with you and Katie...
Yeah.
That is breaking the ice, like, full throttle.
This is the first time we ever slept together.
Got intimate.
So we're probably, I don't know, a month, 6 weeks in, something like that.
Oh, but
so it's
been
the first 2 months. So basically, we're having sex, I'm on top, and just when I've gone bush, I've also gone bush.
Backfired.
great terminology.
Was it of that ilk that you've just played?
No, because... No, it weren't that bad, but as soon as I've ejaculated, I've just gone...
At the same moment?
Same moment.
Oh, so crescendo.
I've obviously been holding in, like squeezing my cheeks together, holding in, and then as soon as I've ejaculated, everything's just gone loose. And
response?
Started laughing. So I know I'm all right now.
Yeah.
I know I'm all right. It could have gone...
How long would it take you when... What's the current setup? If you both need one, is it?
It's just out. But it's a complete open barn in our house. I'll be having a bath and
jacuzzi,
goat toilet
for a Brad.
Not the Brad.
For a Brad Pitt.
Nah.
Yeah. Oh no. What's a wiping technique?
You can it.
I've just got this image now in my head that
they're only like droplets. It's like living with a rabbit. It's not like you're dropping torpedoes.
So, I mean, I don't know what, I forgot the original question, or was it
when should you, when is it acceptable and when should you fart?
Yeah, I think I need the advice as well, because I've never. Yeah.
I think you need to get it out at way early doors.
Do you think in the car, I remember having this conversation years ago, and this is the first time he did it, someone had, like, was a smell appeared in the car. He's put the window down and went, oh, sorry about that. And then ice broke from then on.
Yeah, I think it's a must for a long-term stay. Yeah,
I get bellyache.
Yeah.
See, what we do in car when we're travelling down, we fart willy-nilly, right? But you're not allowed to put the window down until the other person smelt it.
I thought you were going to say you weren't allowed to say who it is and you've got to guess who the brand it is.
Yeah, you're not allowed to put the window down until you've smelt the other person's fart. I genuinely think you need to be farting comfortably. Like, we're worrying about it.
It's just that initial one, innit? Like, how loud do you go? Do you just squeeze it out a little bit? Mm. Or do you just go full?
Just gone. What's going to be like for the next however many years?
Have a look. Cop for this. Get the lighter on it.
I tell you what, I haven't. It's a dying breed. Cupcakes.
What, a cup of poop?
Cup of poop. When was the last time someone cupcaked you?
Yeah. A dying breed.
It's because we're 40-year-old men.
It's happening all the time at youth clubs. I think I might have gone at it when I'm about 18.
The good old fashioned cupcake. Old people's all that, some cupping farts in each other's mouth. I'll cop for this.
Have that medal. Oh, I had a curry last night, Meryl. Have that. Oh, Steve Chatterin.
We need to bring them back. I just want to receive a cupcake.
Not a problem. I can probably
break the ice.
Probably by the end of this.
I used to like pretend it was a tennis ball, chuck it up and bat it over.
So in terms of our advice, we're saying get it out early.
I think you need to get it out early. And
it depends on you as an individual, what response you want to get. You know, if you want to have that kind of relationship where you're happy to trump in each other's company, then go for it. And then if you're happy with it and she responds in a negative way, then maybe it's just not going to work out.
Yeah.
Good advice, Chris.
You farted yourself out of a relationship. Tell you what, the first thing you need to do is get past 2 months. That'd be a good start.
Good point.
What, by the way, just going on to that, what are you like with front bum poops when you're having sex?
I beg your pardon. Oh, like the air vault.
Don't mind them.
They're all right, are they?
They're all right.
A tuna, fine.
A bit of tuna.
Last night's
fucking hell.
Last night's curry. Oh, no. Yeah.
It's just air, that though, isn't it?
But by all air bubbles.
But do you react to it? Yeah, or do you pretend it's not happened?
No, I'll laugh. But I think it's quite embarrassing.
he just farted at you, Fanny. Of course you would, you're a mature dog. He cups it and chucks it in the face.
Yeah, have it back. Yeah,
say how I feel.
Joe can play that game, Sweet Cheeks. Have that.
Yeah, I don't mind them at all.
I like him, actually.
On that, we once sat in my local, and one at lads, and I hope you don't listen to this. Anyway, his missus, she's about 6'3". She looks a bit like a fella.
What's his name? I hope she doesn't listen to this.
I can't mention his name, but anybody who does listen to it who was in my local will know. And we sat in one, and he's very quiet and placid and a bit dopey, right?
Everybody definitely knows who it is now.
Yeah, Nodder, right? Call him Nodder, because when he walks, he just fucking head nods. Anyway, I don't even know how we were. It must have been a Sunday, on about Sunday dinners. And he went, oh, yeah, I once went down on Anne. So it's Noddy and Anne. If someone went down on Anne and I were obviously having a lick at dish. And
a lick at dish?
There were a full sprout leaf hanging out her arse.
So my question to you is, what do you do? Do you leave it, or do you just pull it out and discard it?
Discard it. A full sprout. I mean, I'm assuming this has gone through the digestive system, and she hasn't been sitting in garden.
She's sat on one of them things that sprouts go. I'm all on. She's not sat. What are you doing?
Aborting mission.
Heading north.
Yeah, I'm gone. I'm gone in that.
Yeah, and I'm not acknowledging it. I'm just putting
I'm
the back
taking
in
her outside and I'm hosing her down.
But the fact of what I'm thinking is, why the fuck would you reveal that on a Sunday afternoon at the Open Working Men's Club? Oh, I see Anne over there. Oh, licking her fanny the other day. Oh, my God.
So your mate at bar can reveal it all on a national podcast.
Full sprout leaf hanging out her arse.
I mean, is she, can any blame be attached to her?
No, I don't think so.
No, just a sprout leaf.
Just unlucky.
just terribly unlucky. But what I want to know is, why is she having sprouts earlier in the week than a Sunday? You should only be having them on a Sunday,
point.
Shouldn't you?
Yeah.
Unless it were from last Sunday.
Oof.
Nah. She's got a good digestive system, as Anne.
Have you had any instances of embarrassment with in-laws or girlfriends, mums, dads?
You've had the one. Yeah, I know. There's some brewing here.
There's some twitching in the corner of your mouth. That's is this the debate of, do I say this on?
There's all sorts going around in my head. Not on a sexual no, but I remember once, my first ever girlfriend, her mum were away, so she'd got a king-size bed, so I thought, we'll sleep in her bed.
Mum and dad's?
A mum's bed.
Right.
A mum's bed. So we've had his night out, and we're just cuddling. Like, I'm big spoon, she's little spoon.
Fucking wooden spoon.
So just falling asleep. And it's gone. All in the back of her hair. All over the pillars and everything. Absolute disgrace. A man were furious. But on the same weekend...
So her mum's come back...
Well, we try to clean up best, but obviously...
Are you like Spud?
There's no sheets.
There's
no sheets. But the same weekend, a mum had got a budgie, right? And the budgie's claws were too long. And she loved this budgie. She split up with her husband and budgie were like a pal. So the claws were too long. So I said, they need clipping them. So I got the budgie. Got some toe clippers.
Toenail clippers.
Yeah, toenail clippers. So she's holding the budgie, and I've clipped the toenails of this budgie. And one of, I don't know if you know about budgie's toenails, but there's blood halfway down them and then the rest of the nail. So he must have moved, and I've clipped one too far.
He just cut his toe off.
Not cut his toe, but I've cut his toenail. It started bleeding, this budgie, out of its nail. So we're like, oh, fuck, we best take it to the vets. So we've took it to the vets. Put a bit of a plaster around it and said, you're just going to have to hope for the best. Took it back. Hour later, on bottom at cage.
Oh, brown bread.
Gone.
Oh, my God. So you've sold the sheets and killed it, budgie.
So I spewed up all in a bed and I've killed a budgie. Sunday afternoon, so we can't get another one, you know, like a replacement.
Yeah.
So that's one of the worst experiences I've had with it.
And what was the cause of death? Just bled to death?
Yeah. So Jesus. A bit of advice for you, do not ever cut your own budgie's toenails.
I'll blame the vet again.
Yeah, not...
Oh, charge me.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking charge
your fortune
me.
As well.
Oh, I had injections and all sorts. Robbing bastards. So I've spewed up all in a bed and I've killed a budgie in the same weekend.
How long did the relationship last?
I can't remember. I pulled it round, But probably the guiltiest I've ever felt that.
As if you've just looked at it and gone... He needs his nails clipping in.
Well, he couldn't get them round his perch, right? They were like fucking tossing earth trap too. They just couldn't.
I know, but...
I thought we're doing a favour. We'll finish on this one, eh?
Yeah, this one.
What, have we got another relationship advice?
Of course we have, aye.
But the end of it...
Again, lots of sex and relationship stuff. Is it turning into a theme?
I think they're playing to our strengths, aren't they?
Is this us?
They're playing to our strengths.
At the end, please keep me anonymous or all hell will break loose. That kind of sets the tone for what's...
Mm. Hi, fellas. I were buzzing if you could answer or discuss my relationship story on your latest Friday Club podcast.
Basically, a few weeks ago, while watching my beloved team, I met up with a woman who I've known for some years. Had a drink at half-time, then went back to our seats. After the game, and once I'd seen my mate off who I'd gone with, we met up again. This is when it went south. I offered her a lift home, and one thing led to another, and let's say, below the belt action. My issue is I've not had much for a very long time, and she's not the best looker. Oh, now then. In fact, she looks a bit like Parky. No offence, Parky.
Any offence?
No. I regretted what I did that evening, but my question is, do I go for more based on the fact that not much has happened for a while, or erase it from the memory? I'd be grateful if you could discuss.
There's a few questions before I'd like the answer. So is he...
He's known her for years.
He's known her for years, but when he says he's ended up having sex with her, but has he come early? Is he...
Oh, no, he's saying that he's not been getting much action.
So he's had a dry spell.
For quite some time.
He's on a Blackburn Rovers goal scoring
run. He basically doesn't fancy her. She looks like Parky.
Right.
But
the well's been running dry. What should he do? Should
open access
should he
to
pretend
the
it
gates.
Never happened? Or
go again.
Go again.
I think
just to get some action.
Reload.
I think you've got to go again.
Yeah.
You're going back in.
Yeah. What a Saturday that is though, moving forward. You can keep it the same. Meet for a pint at half time. Walk back to your seat.
Yeah.
I'll see you at mine in an hour. Bring a Chinese.
I mean, I'd love to give a holier than now kind of ideological, you know, maybe you don't find each other attractive, so you should leave it. But I think maybe if you're both on the same page,
yeah, she knows
you're scratching each other's backs.
She's having a dry spell as well, which I doubt she is if she looks like me. I'll be fucking perfectly honest with you. But I think, see, the thing is, I've obviously been going spinning a lot. If I didn't go spinning for a month, I'd be off the pace, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Need to keep it handing.
Well, yeah. What, just to keep your performances up?
Yeah, because you might then meet a beautiful bird. You've not had sex for 2, 3, 4, 5 months. And then as soon as you do, and you're a couple of pumps and you're squirting, you're letting yourself down.
Do you think lay your cards on the table? Not sit down official conversation about it, but maybe just lay down that you're not looking for a relationship or anything like that.
Maybe.
More friends with benefits.
Yeah, but I think you're right, because he wants to be match fit when the time comes. Yeah,
oh, aye. So if you go in with love, I enjoyed last Saturday.
Fancy doing it again?
I'm not after a relationship, but... Fancy it again, maybe next home game.
Maybe we could do it again sometime. We've got
Brighton at home a week of Saturday. Do you fancy getting walloped after that? Keep your toe in.
Maybe, yeah.
As long as she knows.
The communication, though.
Yeah, long as she knows. Last thing we want to do is...
We don't want to be breaking hearts, do we?
No. Last thing we want is, next season, shall we get a season ticket next to each other?
We're not going to be joint season tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, move over. Family stand before you know it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't want to affect the match day experience.
Yeah. No, we don't want that. And we're not going to be giving any advice that's going to break any hearts.
No.
We don't want to be doing that.
But if either of you wear a football shirt to the game, I think you should both stop going. At what age does it become unacceptable for a man, grown man, to wear a football shirt to a game?
I don't think it's too bad if it's like under the jacket.
I do.
Do you?
I mean, we do it when we go to Wembley and that, don't we? But yeah. That's half tongue in cheek. And I tell you what is the worst one. Which,
I know what you're going to say.
What is the worst one? Which it should not be let in the ground. If you've got a jumper on, and then you've got the... Shirt over the top
over
of your
top.
Jumper.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, like, name on the back.
What, your own?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's also a sacking offence.
See, I don't think a shirt's too bad if you've got a jacket on, and I don't think a shirt's bad at all.
Do you not?
No. I think you can support your club with a shirt on.
I think there's a window. I think over 20.
Do you think, that window opens and shuts, though, like, as you get older?
All under 60. So between 20 and 60, you shouldn't be wearing a football shirt.
But if you're older than 60,
yeah,
right, this is what I'm getting at. I think you see lots of older gentlemen in, like, wearing the shirt.
I think if you go Bolton at home, I think you're putting one of your...
No, I wouldn't.
Defratus on.
I wouldn't put a shirt on, personally. But I don't have an issue with anybody wearing them if they want to wear one to support.
What about over the top of a jumper?
I definitely wouldn't have one over the top of a jumper.
So that is...
Yeah, what about full kit?
I think everyone knows the answer on that, doesn't they? And a pair of Sondico pimple bottom shoes.
Gloves.
Right, I'm having a relapse here, lads.
Right.
Are you fucking killing?
We need to say thanks again for all the emails. Yeah. We're nowhere near getting through all the ones that have been sent.
Keep them coming.
But we will be having a revisit through the back catalogue at some point as well. Pull some of the gems out because we're missing a few.
Do you think we're talking too much about sex?
Maybe.
Yeah, probably, but I'm enjoying it.
Oh, I know you do. So, well, if we're getting too much sexy talk, just let us know.
Yeah, get some feedback. We'd be open to any feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any new topics other than Rumpy Pumpy.
Thing is, this is the kind of stuff that we're getting in the mailbox, isn't it? It's not like we're instigating the conversations.
Yeah. No. I mean, there was some other all right questions there, but we've gone straight to the sex ones.
I've gone straight to the farting in front of the missus. And
that is an interesting subject, that, though, I think. I think that is real life.
Mm. Yeah, it's what we've all been in them sort of situations, haven't we?
There's going to be Trumps popping off in living rooms all over the nation this week.
Did you hear that one that... Because I've obviously spoke about this before, and they said if you pull your ass cheeks apart, they can't hear it.
Really?
Did you tell us that? I think you've told us it.
Just gives it a different tone.
Nah, try it.
Honestly, if you pull your hoop apart, it just floats out.
Yeah, but it's not very discreet, is it? If you sat there watching Corrie.
No, but you can
go on it. I need to go. I'm not doing it in front of him. Just a minute.
Like he's stretching both of your hamstrings.
Oh, I've got a bit of cramp.
No, but if you're in bed.
Yes.
She's facing the other way.
Yeah.
Or if you get up for a wee or something, because that's when they creep out. Have you noticed? Oh,
so Jesus. A midnight wee?
it just comes.
The rest of the house is silent as well. Yeah. You can't even get away with it in the bathroom.
I've got an ensuite as well.
That's when they creep out.
It is, though, isn't it?
So as the cheeks hit and the cracks spread. Fucking hell. Oh,
it's you start weeing and then it's the fart on your doorstep.
So what about if a bird's doing that and you hear it? It's not really her fault, is it?
No, it's not. But I mean, they're in the prime position for that arse cheek split.
Yeah.
Sat on the toilet.
Can I just clarify?
I always sit for a wee anyway. So I'm always...
Do you know, if you're in a newish relationship, we're talking about the 2 month period again, and she got up in the night and you heard a ripper, would that be a red flag for you? Would you be questioning?
Going back to the sprout thing, I'd just put it at the back of my head. Wouldn't address it. Pretend I never heard.
But then what?
Pretend I was asleep.
Okay, what about in your present, like on the couch watching TV?
And one just snuck out?
Maybe. I mean, playing it off as a sneak out, but you can tell there's a bit of thrust behind it.
Red flag.
Yeah.
Oh,
honestly.
No.
And it's wrong. It's...
But
bad.
You can't change who you are, Chris.
It's just the way I feel about it.
So, anyway, well, thanks for listening to Friday Club again.
Once again.
And we're just going to leave you with this.
Going about it for the Daily Brown, maybe in Brannick. It's actually like...
never unfunny, are they? Never unfunny.
We're in his early 40s and we're laughing at a part. Fucking unbelievable, isn't it?
Right, we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Over and out.
Keep them coming. What's the email address, Chris, for?
Oh, it's fridayclub@underthecosh.co.uk. Good reminder.
And as you know, as you obviously know now, we will keep your stories anonymous, so there's no need to worry about that sort of shit. Sorry, Nodder.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.